The secret's out. If you want to have success in the B2B space with marketing, you have to create content and you got to create a lot of it. The challenge is that everyone knows this. Gary Vaynerchuk has been screaming this from the mountaintops for years, and now every brand seems to be just cranking out content nonstop. So if you are creating content or doing it for clients, you probably noticed one thing. This game's a lot harder than you thought it was going to be. So in this video, I'm going to tell you the one thing, the one thing that you need to do to get your content to stand out in 2023 going forward. Let's get into it. We're overloaded with content. Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, blog content, YouTube, it's everywhere. And we haven't even hit AI yet. So just wait till that takes over. We're going to be flooded even more. So how do we win at this content game when everyone is cranking it out and robots are going to start doing it very soon too? One thing, you got to have a thesis, a unique point of view that you can argue for or against in your content to create themes that relates directly back to your ICP and speaks to them. So what do I mean by that? Let me put this into a context that you might understand a little better. Picture that you're an attorney. You get a new client, you got to present a case, and then you got to argue for that case for your client using evidence. It's very similar with content. We want to pick a unique point of view. Now, obviously, this unique point of view can't be something random. It needs to be an overarching theme within your business that directly ties back to your offer. Let's look at a few examples of how I'm doing this with my personal company. So I have the Blueprint Training. At the Blueprint Training, we help agencies to productize their service, meaning put systems and processes around a very complex, chaotic thing that is marketing and turn it into a simple, streamlined, results-oriented machine. That's what we do. That's our offer. So our thesis, our brand thesis, has to tie back into that. Because if I'm out there talking about something that doesn't tie back to that, if we're creating content and it's getting attention and people are then coming to us and into our ecosystem and it doesn't relate to our offer, then it's not going to resonate. We're not going to be able to convert people from content and attention into clients. So the thesis that we've built is all around this concept of productization. And even more than that, we're not just saying, hey, you have to productize. We're talking about why. We're talking about the pain points. We're talking about the pain points of trying to run an agency and doing custom work, becoming a jack of all trades and a master of none, scaling horizontally, meaning when a client comes to you, they're like, hey, Ryan, can you do email? Sure, I'll do email. You got to go out and hire a contractor. Hey, can you do my website? Sure, you got to go out and find a subcontractor. All these things, you think you're moving forward, but you're actually treading water, when instead you should be specializing. You should be going deep. You should be tripling down on what you do best. You should be constantly stripping that down to get better at it, because that's how you get better results. And that's ultimately how you charge more, is by getting better results. So we built this whole thesis around this concept of productization and really kind of villainizing and demonizing the traditional way of running an agency. 12-month contracts are silly. Nobody wants to pay for them. Doing custom work is silly unless you're getting paid top dollars and you've got really good people on your staff. But the fastest way to scale to $1 million in revenue is to do one thing and one thing only and try and be the best in the world at it. And you can only do that through service productization. So that's our thesis. And through that thesis, we're able to create a ton of different content around that. We're able to talk about systems and processes and templates and hiring and training and all these different things. So we create these spokes naturally off of this thesis. So your thesis is one big idea. And then you create these little spokes that are individual pieces of content off the back of that. And it doesn't matter if it's on YouTube or LinkedIn or blog posts, whatever it is. It's all about getting in front of your customer at the right time with the right medium and the right message. And your thesis ties in directly to your messaging. So that's one example. Now let's look at our agency, Webris. We've been in business for almost 10 years. We've been doing SEO. And a couple years ago, we moved to a sprint model, which is a productized service model, which of course is a lot of where the training and the Blueprint Training comes from. But recently, we've really looked at who is our best type of customer, and that's attorneys. So over the last 6 months to a year, we've really made this transition where we're building our entire service and our entire agency to service the needs of attorneys and really digging and understanding their market, what they care about, their pain points, etc. And something that we found while going through this process is really looking at attorneys and saying, one, what do attorneys care about? Well, attorneys don't care about traffic. They don't care about queued rankings. They don't even care about leads. What they care about is new cases. Well, why does that matter? Well, that matters because attorneys take all their own sales calls. They don't have sales teams. So they don't want an influx of leads because they have to take every single call themselves. They have to do every single analysis themselves. It's overwhelming. So what they want is the right phone calls. They want the right cases, because there's a difference in attorney cases. Some cases are worth next to nothing. It's just a tremendous waste of time. Others are worth potentially millions of dollars. So that's kind of point one, is this thesis of, hey, we're not going to flood you with leads. We're going to get you the right phone calls because we understand and respect your time. Your time is best spent in the courtroom winning cases, not talking to somebody who's kicking tires, who's ultimately never going to help you make more money. So when we look at that, and then we go back to our offer and our marketing systems, what is the best way to deliver on that promise for our attorney clients? So we really reviewed every single marketing channel and tactic out there and understanding who attorneys are as people and what they want to do and what they don't want to do. And what they don't want to do is a ton of social media marketing. What they don't want to do is a ton of content creation. What they don't want to do is get on video and camera and create a bunch of stuff. So what does that leave us? It leaves us with search engine marketing. And we look at the status of search engine marketing and where it is. If you go, for example, to Google and type in Miami DUI attorney near me, what you're going to see is basically six different search engine result type coming up. You've got your paid ads, you've got your local service ads, you've got your maps pack, you've got your people always ask section, which ties into content marketing. And then you've got your blue links down at the bottom, and you've got more ads down at the bottom. So if you're an attorney who's looking to get the right cases, if you're only investing in one of those things, you're only going to show up for a part of those things. And that's just not enough. So we went back and retooled our service and said, okay, if we want to get attorneys, the top tier leads, right, and none of the other stuff, we need to be everywhere in search engines. We need to be hyper-present because that traffic could be going anywhere. And if it's going somewhere else where we're not, well, that's going into our competitors. So our entire offer is now built on this concept of total search engine marketing, universal search, taking over every single aspect of the search engine. Now, it's way more of an expensive service for them to pay for, but the results speak for themselves. And the ROI is always there. So now with this offer, right, that we have total search engine marketing and understanding a lot about our ICP and attorneys, now we're able to build this thesis around being hyper-present in search engines and the reason why they're not getting success and being able to beat back all the other things, right? You're not successful on social media because you're not creating enough content, and you as an attorney shouldn't be spending all day, every day on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. It's not a good use of your time. And just doing that isn't enough anyways. Yes, we could do some paid advertising on social media, but people aren't on social media to find an attorney. People are on social media for other reasons. So to try and get them and interrupt their day to hire an attorney isn't a good use of your marketing dollars. Instead, what we need to do is set traps in search engines. We need to set traps for people who are putting themselves in market and directly searching for your services right now. So this whole thesis we built now filters into the content that we create. Now we can go out and we can talk about the specifics of getting reviews on Avvo, Hustia, Fine Law, Google Business Profile. We can talk about how to handle leads that are not a good use of your time, right? Because that fits into our thesis. You don't need a bunch of leads, you need the right leads. So how do you handle phone calls that are not going to turn into clients? We can help them with those. We can build content around that. We talk about CRM systems. Again, these aren't directly related to our service, but these are directly related to our thesis, which ties into what we want to sell to these people, because we're bringing people in, putting them in the right mindset, and then able to have conversations with them that ultimately turn into customers. So that's number two. Talked about the blueprint training, talked about our agency Webbers. Third one that I want to talk about is Refine Labs. This company's gone from pretty much no revenue to $25 million in revenue in less than 3 years. I actually sat down with the CEO of the company. His name's Chris Walker. Tremendously bright mind in marketing. Literally built this entire company off this concept of having a unique point of view. And he talks about it a lot on LinkedIn. So I won't speak for him. I interviewed him. Let's get into the clip of Chris talking about how he developed a thesis for Refine Labs.
Your kind of thoughts around demand gen versus demand capture. It's something that I think a lot of agencies lack. A lot of agencies lead with their service, right? We do SEO, we do Facebook ads. You lead in a lot of what I do too as well is with what I call this thesis, right? Can you quickly just walk us through what the thesis for Refine Labs is? And really talk a little about the importance of this for all businesses, but especially for agencies in today's market.
Yeah, when you call it a thesis, I think the same thing that we talked about is a point of view, having a point of view on the market. And while the point of view is relatively complex, if you distill it down, there are core pillars like attribution and lead generation and mindset and other things that companies have that is generally outdated and driving along of a lot of the wrong marketing behavior. But if you look at the core thesis, it's that over the past 10 years, the way that buyers buy and the way that companies should go to market overall has fundamentally changed completely. And at the same time, marketing and revenue strategies have not adapted to these changes with buyers, which is leading to poor customer experience, increasing cost of acquisition, low overall innovation inside of the company's revenue programs. I talk to executives all the time and I ask them, when's the last time that you launched a net new program that drove $1 million in pipeline? And they're like, it's been years because companies, because of the way that they structure attribution and measurement and things like that, they just basically forced their marketing team to do a small set of accepted tactics that are easy to measure. And so when you think about the point of view, I think it's about having a top level sort of like vision or mission, right? Vision, mission to fundamentally change how B2B companies think about, measure, and execute their revenue strategies. And then inside of that mission, there are tons of little points that you want to hit on, like the problem about how companies think about attribution in a very unilateral way to just using software-based attribution and not using qualitative customer insights or other forms of data to make decisions. How companies, because of the historical view from a sales lens, like in 2012, mainly moving through sales to create and capture demand. And those metrics now get sort of put in place for marketing, preventing marketers from doing a lot of the things that make the most impact today, like going out and creating demand for their category. So then you have a lot of individual pillars. Dark social is another big one. And all I'm doing there is matching the patterns that we work with. We've worked with over 100 B2B SaaS companies now, seeing the patterns over and over in companies, being able to see the patterns that they don't see because they think, oh, it's just my company. When I say, oh, but 25 companies have seen the same thing, so I can see that pattern. And then I reflect back on them. Why is it happening and what should you do instead? And that's strategy. Like, I think what a lot of agencies lack is that they don't have a strategy. They get their strategy advice from what the Google ad rep tells them to do, or what the LinkedIn ad rep tells them to do, or what they read in a Rand Fishkin blog, instead of thinking for themselves, understanding what customers need, and then being able to reflect that back to them. Another thing that's very unique about me is that we give it away for free. We give it away for free in order to create demand, because our mission is to change how companies do this. And you can change how companies do it by working with them individually, by producing content at scale that gets people to move initially, by creating other products and services in the future that help solve some of these pain points that customers have.
Chris is a master of this stuff. I strongly recommend that you follow him on LinkedIn. Also check out his podcast. He talks a lot about this thesis and unique point of view quite a bit. So I just want to go back and summarize this video, because there's a lot of information and concepts in here that I know a lot of other people aren't talking about. Content marketing is incredibly important. It's a necessity for B2B. If you want to get more clients without directly paying for them and getting in that arbitrage situation, you got to have a unique point of view, because this extends to everything, not just blog content, not just long form stuff, not just podcasts, but your micro content on social media as well. It should all tie back to this concept of having a thesis, having a unique point of view. And you don't have to make this unique point of view your entire brand. You can switch it, right? And that's a beautiful thing about being in the services business, is that you can continuously iterate on your value proposition. You can continuously iterate on your offer. As the market change, as your customer change, as your needs change, as tactics change, your thesis should change too. It should evolve over time. Now, we don't want to do things that contradict previous things, but as things continue to develop, like AI, for example, if you're doing written blog content, you're going to have to factor that into your offer and then into your thesis as well. An example off the top of my head could be something like this, is that if you specialize in doing like e-commerce content marketing, right? It doesn't really make sense for you to write the content. You just got to learn how to use AI. However, AI isn't at a point yet where it can just write it for you. So your whole thesis can talk into about how to use technology, how to use AI along with human support to crank out more content faster. I don't know, it's just off the top of my head, something to think about. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you want to have success with content marketing, which you have to in 2023 and going forward, grow your service-based businesses, to grow your leads, to grow your pipeline, you got to be able to master this concept of developing a thesis and then pushing that off into your content across channels. As always, if you like this video, I ain't got nothing to sell you today. Comment, like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video.